This is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. Stay tuned for Express Yourself, coming right up.
How many Stevie lovers out there? Everything is all right, uptight, out of sight. Baby, everything is all right, uptight, out of sight. I'm a poor man's son from across the railroad tracks. Only shirt I own is hanging on my back. And I'm the envy of every single guy, cause I'm the apple of my girl's eye. When we go out stepping on the town for a while, my pockets are empty and my suit's out of style. But it's all right, it's what I can do out of sight, because my heart is true. I said, baby, everything is all right, uptight, out of sight. I said, baby, everything is all right, uptight, out of sight. That's what you might say. I guess her folks brought her up that way, the right side of the track. She was born and raised in a great big old house full of butlers and maids. And no one is better than I know I'm just an average guy, no football hero or smooth down one. I got empty pockets, see, I'm a poor man's son. I can't give her the things that money can buy, but I'll never, never, never make my baby cry. What I can do out of sight, because my heart is true. She said, baby, everything is all right, uptight, out of sight. I said, baby, everything is all right, uptight, clean out of sight.
Good afternoon, sweet listener, and welcome to a fresh edition of Express Yourself. I'm Raleigh Burley, and we just heard Niceness covering Stevie Wonder's Uptight. And we have four members of Niceness here in the studio right now. We have Coral de la Tierra.
Hey, hey.
Who is our vocalist. And we also have Dustin Wilson, the guitarist.
Hello.
We have Basie, who plays keyboards.
Greetings, Carbondale, Basalt, El Jebel, and all surrounding communities.
And we have Jonathan Barfield, who does percussion.
Hey there.
So welcome. Thank you guys so much for coming in on your way to your show tonight at The Temporary. Starts at 9 o'clock, by the way. So just to begin, one thing that I saw on Facebook that I thought was really neat was this message, quote, "All fire personnel, law enforcement officers, first responders, social workers, and others who have been in service to the community during this fire season are invited to come to the show for free," end quote.
Yes, big thanks to Mark Breslin and the whole Temporary crew, and for opening it up for all those that have been in service during this year's fire season, which has been pretty intense. So, you know, the fire got really close to Basalt and just wanting to show some love to the community for, yeah, coming together and keeping town safe, people safe.
So if those people show up and just introduce themselves and their role in the community, they'll be let in for free.
Correct.
That's yes. wonderful. Thank yeah. you so much for that. And so for people, we just heard one song from you, but for people who are unfamiliar with your sound, how would you describe it?
Well, it's roots reggae based, but we include a lot of like jazz elements and lots of Latin. A lot of the songs are in Spanish because Coral knows like three or four languages, and so some of the songs are in Spanish, and but we try and keep to a like a reggae kind of style, and don't venture too far away from it. But yeah, and we love to cover that soul stuff, that Motown and Stevie Wonder, and
all right,
yeah.
And of all places in the world, how does an island reggae band form in Telluride, Colorado?
Well, I mean, how does reggae get played in Carbondale? I mean, there's just people here who love that style of music. And I've been in Telluride region since 1988. And the drummer who's not here, he and I have been in a couple different bands together. And so we've got this long history of playing reggae music together. And we found Coral and Johnny and Dustin and, you know, just kind of put it together.
Great. And for how long have you guys been playing together?
Oh, it's been about 4 years now. I was kind of shocked. I was like looking back over like some, you know, Facebook shows you like images from like 3 years ago and stuff when we did the Cherry Days parade in Paonia and we're on this flatbed going through town. You know, it was really fun. But that was a while. That was 3 years ago. So, yeah, going on 4 years now, going strong.
And you played here in Carbondale at Mountain Fair a few summers ago as well. So people might remember you from that.
Yeah. Yeah. I always like coming to Carbondale. It's a really cool town.
So, Coral, you spent 5 years in South America. Whereabouts?
I initially went down to Brazil to do a farm internship down there on a biodynamic farm and ended up falling in love with the culture and, yeah, with the Brazilian guy. And that just led to me staying down there, traveling all around South and Central America, pretty much everywhere except for French Guyana and Suriname. But spent most time in Peru, Bolivia, Argentina, and then Central America.
All right.
Yeah.
And a lot of these songs impart a really positive message that involves stuff about sustainability and spiritual wellness and togetherness. Where does that come from?
I think the times that we're living in are really calling for people to rise to the occasion, to just take responsibility for our well-being and our minds and our bodies and our earth. So I'm a farmer, Johnny's a psychologist, doctor, and yeah, I think everybody brings their own passions to the table to create this collective message, which I think we all believe is needed and wanted in the world today.
Yeah.
We have people come to our shows, and like Coral's got this one tune called Walk Away, which is kind of a bitter thing to start out with, you know, but I've seen so many women out in the crowd like singing the lyrics along with Coral when she's doing the song. So that's where we're coming from. We're not coming from, you know, beat up women, fancy cars, you know, jewelry, stuff like that. Which, you know, not to be, you know, on a high horse about it, but we really think that the world needs more love right now and less anguish. So that's kind of a motivating force behind the music. We're not in it for the money.
But Johnny, as the resident psychologist, can you speak to the experience of traveling with a band of eight people?
For a small fee. No. I charge by the hour. No. For the most part, we have a really good time together. And I think, you know, we all really respect each other. And, you know, try to approach each other and the music with a light heart. And we also, I think, all share the same understanding that the work we're doing, we feel passionate about, and we feel like it's important work to do. You know, there's a message here of interdependence that we are trying to spread and cultivate so that we can recognize that we are all closely related, you know, intimately connected with one another and the earth and all things. So you hear lyrics that spread that message, you know, when you come to our show tonight. Hopefully you'll feel it too, you know, dance to the music and just connect with one another. So messages of interdependence, messages of love, like Basie said, spreading positive messages for sure.
All right. Well, along those lines, I'd love to play a song called Great Spirit, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
Thank you.
You just heard The Great Spirit. That was from the band Niceness, and they are playing at the Temporary tonight at 9 p.m. Once again, all fire personnel, law enforcement officers, first responders, social workers, and others who have been in service to the community during this fire season are invited to come to the show for free, and KDNK is presenting the show, so I'll be there, and I hope to see you too. And I'm in studio right now with four members of Niceness, and I wanted to ask, you mentioned before that you're not in it for the money, so could I ask, why do you do this? What compels you, on top of your day job, to practice together and to go out to other towns and share the music you're creating?
Well, if you know, if you're a musician, you're going to play music, and you know, you're just kind of compelled to do it no matter what, whether it's in your own home or with your friends that you're jamming with, or if you know, like us, you know, work to put a band together and take it out. You know, we just love music, and reggae music and especially, and I think, you know, life would be a lot more boring if, you know, you couldn't go out and play. So it's a big driver for me, is like, you know, my day job is I paint houses, but it's only so much satisfaction you can get out of that. Whereas when playing with the band, then you really feel like you're doing something from the heart, and something that really matters, you know? So.
How about you, Dustin?
Well, yeah, like how Coral was saying, the message, I think, is very important. I like to go out there and spread the message, and I think it's healing to a lot of people who come out to our shows. You know, I've had a lot of people come up after the shows and say what a healing experience it was. And not just for the audience, but for us as musicians. It's very fun and healing and good thing to do. So I enjoy it.
Well, speaking of healing, a lot of people around here, is we've been praying for some rain and anxious for a rain dance. So are you guys going to bring it tonight? Is this the rain dance we've been waiting for?
Well, we don't have an inside with the controller of the weather. That would be nice. I think what we can offer for sure is a break, you know, take you someplace else for a little bit and, like, get your mind off of the fires and the hardship and the bad air and all that, and you know, have a good time and kind of just you know, put that stuff aside for a little bit, and so we're happy and glad to be here to help with that.
Jonathan, could you speak to why you do this music?
Oh, well, I love reggae music, and I love the people I play with, and some of us, you know, we've been in this project for 4 years, like we said, but we're going on 4 years. Some of us have played together in previous projects, Basie and I here. We've played in other reggae projects, and our drummer, Mike G, who's not here. So, yeah, I love this crew that we're playing with and that I get to play with. So, and, yeah, the message is important, and also, yeah, the energy of just lifting up the room and seeing sharing the space with a crowd that's just dancing and ecstatic and having a blast, and yeah, singing the lyrics and smiling or crying, or you know, all the energies wrapped up in there. It is, like Dusty said, it's really healing, and I spent some time working as a psychotherapist as well, and so helping to facilitate positive transformation is an important part of my life and practice, in myself and in others, trying to just create some space for that transformation. So, yeah, this is one good way to do it, you know.
Well, the next song I'd like to play to close out this segment is called Sunshine, and it was written by you, Coral, along with many of these songs. Could you introduce Sunshine?
Yeah, this song I wrote, Walk Away kind of came first, and it was about just getting out of a not great relationship, and this song is all about searching, like finding that love that we so often search for outside of ourselves, right in our own hearts, because it's there all along, and we can source that whenever we need it. So it's a song just calling in that love.
Well, thank you so much, John, Basie, Dusty, Coral, for joining us and talking about niceness. And we will see you at the Temporary tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us, Raleigh.
Thank you very much.
Sunshine, my morning rays. You are what brightens all my days. And if I look for you inside myself, I'll find the true meaning of my highest wealth. I take care of my body, I believe in my dreams. Nurture the seeds I sow think consciously. I walk upon the earth with my bare feet. Sitting still in nature, I observe quietly. The in-breath, the out-breath, the song in the breeze. The fluid dance of the limbs on the trees. If I pay attention to what goes on within me, I realize all I've sought outside has been with me constantly. Sunshine, my morning rays. You are what brightens all my days. And if I look for you inside myself, I'll find the true meaning of my highest wealth. I am a farmer of the heart, with ease and flow and grace I play. Rising to the sun, meditation starts my day. Blessed hummingbird, come and sing to me. Remind me of your ancient song that plays always. The stillness, your presence eternally in me. I listen to the wisdom in my own heartbeat. With every step I take, I give thanks for the blessing of waking to the fact that inspiration lives within me.
Hello, listeners. It is 4:25. You're tuned to KDNK. This is Express Yourself. I'm Raleigh Burley. And next up, we hear from Bonte Lane about an upcoming workshop. First, she will play for us on her singing bowls. Welcome, Bonte Lane, also known as Pam Rosenthal. So you are here to talk about a very special event that you have coming up at the Third Street Center, and it's actually three separate events in a series, and it involves exploring sound.
Yes, we're going to explore sound in a lot of fun ways. I have a set of crystal singing bowls. So we're going to do a singing bowl meditation where people can lie down, or they can sit up, or they can even move about the room, and I'll be playing these beautiful crystal singing bowls, and just the vibrations and the sounds from those I find are very opening, and it's just a beautiful space. So we'll start with that, and then we'll explore making some vocal sounds. So a really playful, lighthearted way. Nobody's going to be forced to sing in front of people or to make any particular sounds. It'll be more exploring sounds that will come to you naturally, explore very soft volumes, really loud volumes if you want, or just even listening to others. There's not going to be a lot of pressure. It should be a really super fun atmosphere. I have some playful games to play with vocalizing. And then we're going to see, it depends on the group. I'm a little bit of an intuitive person as far as holding space for groups to explore. At that point, we may go back to sounding with the crystal bowls, or we may, I usually break out the crystal bowls and let the participants play them. So everybody will be allowed to play the bowls themselves. We might do some singing. I have several easy songs that we could do in rounds or not. I have some drums. So it'll depend on the group a little bit where we go. But each session will be an hour and a half, and we'll have a little break, and they're not, you don't have to come to each one. So you can come to them separately, you can come to just one, you can come to all three. My hope is that we get a little core group that will actually come to all three so that we can build on it. But if it ends up being, you know, different participants each time, we'll probably, you know, do a similar format as it goes through. But again, we're going to see who shows up.
And so the first one is July 17th, Tuesday. So
Tuesday the 17th, yep, over at the 3rd Street Center in the Callaway Room.
Okay.
You don't have to bring anything. It's a carpeted space. It's really comfortable. I will have some props around. But if, you know, bringing a yoga mat or a cushion, if you have a particular seated posture you like for your meditation, or if you know that you're going to want to move, you could do yoga while these singing bowls are happening. If that's part of your practice, I'd invite that. So, or if you're an ecstatic dancer, you'll be open to moving. Or if you want to just lay down with your favorite blankie, you can do that. So that space will be really open. So you can bring whatever props you want, but you don't have to bring anything.
And it's from 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m.
That's right. It's every other Tuesday starting next week. Tuesday 17, 31, and 14. And we just chose that every other week rhythm just to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Rita is amazing, from Davina Kent, and she and I met and we talked about all the different possibilities, and we'd like this to potentially be an ongoing practice if it goes over well, and so we're just experimenting with the length of the of each session, experimenting with the timing of it. Right now we've decided, you know, weekday evenings in the summertime, seven's a nice time to start after everybody's activities, where in the winter we might move it up earlier or something. So we'll
right
see.
On.
Yeah.
And so you recently completed your Bachelor's of Music at Naropa University.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of that are you now incorporating into these workshops?
Quite a bit, actually. I had some amazing teachers. Paul Fowler was my main vocal teacher, and he teaches vocal overtoning. And we worked a lot with the bowls and just with different exercises to kind of open up and explore your own vocals. He's a very gifted vocal teacher. So that is a big part of what I'll be presenting. The singing bowls themselves are a little bit more of my private practice. I haven't really explored those in an academic way yet or with other teachers. I think that's, for me, it's feeling more of an intuitive space. So I'm working with that. So I've kind of balanced the two, this formal study in music education and vocals in particular, healing sounds, and then my own intuitive research with the singing bowls and how they've affected me in my personal practice. So it's a little bit of everything.
Can you speak to the benefits to people and their well-being in doing these vocalizations or enjoying the sounds of the crystal bowls?
Yeah, I did get a chance to work with a lot of people. While that was one good thing about Naropa, it was an open community for experimentation. So I did quite a few singing bowl meditations, these mini workshops, and participants mostly come back saying they feel really open after these sessions. So the bowls, I think, energetically help to clear and clean out energy channels. I know personally, I always feel, if I'm feeling a little funky, I'll just go downstairs and start ringing the bowls for 15, 20 minutes, and I'll walk out just, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for the day. It's great. Whatever that weirdness, stuck stuff was, seems to move along. So it's a real vibrational cleansing, I feel like, for me. And again, I kind of just mostly speak to my experience. I've done a lot of research and study on them, and there's a lot of material out there for people to look into, but I really ground into what I've experienced personally. And so for me and the people I've worked with, it's been a lot of cleansing, clearing, energetic, emotional cleaning, cleansing, and just really coming away feeling open.
Like a gong bath.
Yeah, it's similar. Kind of, it's very similar.
Cleansing with vibration.
Yeah, yeah. The gong bath, singing bowls, the chanting, you know, a lot of, I've participated in a lot of events. True Nature's had some really great teachers in over the years. And any of these sounding events, it just helps your whole vibration. When you sound yourself, you're vibrating your own body. So that's why I feel like the vocal sounding is, for me, been the most powerful. You know, the crystal bowls help create the sounding scape sometimes to work in. So like if I'm ringing the bowl, sometimes it's easier for me to make my own sounds instead of coming into silence. A little scary sometimes. You know, so you let the bowls ring, you get everything going, and then you add your vocal sounding to that. And it doesn't matter what you're sounding. It doesn't matter whether you're going, or a beautiful, you know, you can do whatever you want. It's your sound is vibrating your own internal organs and bones, and that's where I feel like the big benefit is. So giving ourselves permission to make sound, I feel, in our current society and our agreements is a little tricky. You know, if you don't make what most people consider correct sounds, then you get shushed or you get looked at funny or you tell yourself you got to be quiet, or, you know, there's all this baggage around correct sounds that we're supposed to make. And I feel like this is where I've benefited and where I want to create a space for people, is that we can make any sounds we want, and your sound is the right sound for you. Whatever sound you're moved to make is the sound your body needs to heal whatever it is it's working on. So that's kind of the core of the work that I've been doing, is permission to really explore my own personal sounding and sounds. And some of that includes singing, but it doesn't have to.
Could you give a sample of what one of those exercises might look like at the workshop?
Yeah, so there's harmonic humming. It's very easy. So I might just start, and we'll walk around, and then the next person next to you might go, and it might harmonize or it might not. And that's okay. And if it does, then you might hang around and hum with each other a little bit. And if it doesn't, you might still hum with and feel, what does it feel like to not be in harmony? What does it feel like to be in harmony? And then we'll walk away from each other. And so it'll be a free space where we're walking, humming gently, everyone, low sounds. Yeah, so we could do it together. And then, you know, just, again, an easy way to interact, but then to also feel your personal space. And, and so we'll work with other sounds. You know, the vowel sounds are very powerful, using chants with A, E, A, O, and U, you know, are also, those have been long-time proven healing sounds and to make, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mentioned in our current way of doing things, it's not easy to make our own sounds. So what kind of consequence do you think that has on the average person who doesn't get to vocalize their personal...
I think it's huge. I mean, I think we're shushed from a young age, and we're not allowed to express ourselves, you know. And like, so I live in a house of people who know I make weird sounds, and I still have feel like I want to find a time in the day when nobody's home to do it. I still don't feel comfortable just being downstairs and doing my work when I have my roommates in the house. And why is that? Why can't I just make these sounds with my roommates in the house? I mean, it's this social conditioning, and it's a repression, you know, of us, of ourselves. So if somebody walks down the street sort of, you know, making sounds, we all think they're a little crazy. But it's really natural for us to do that. So I'm interested in exploring, you know, opening up these social channels to say, hey, if somebody needs to, you know, hum along or say Yahoo, or even, I know loud sounds can be hard on the environment, so it is, you know, you do have to have respectful space. So you don't want people screaming up and down everywhere, because that's a little jarring, but they might need to do that. So can we create a space for that, you know, and let that happen? So
is it clearing in the same way that playing the bowls might cleanse out some,
I think it is,
and stuck stuff?
I did a series of sessions with a shaman, Kat Diamond. A lot of people know her locally. She lives over in Salida now, but she used to be from here. And she and I did a lot of primal sounding and drumming together, and it was really powerful for me, you know, to just really release. It's like, you know, you just get really in there, grunt and move around. And we usually found a private outdoor space, and we would just grunt and groan to our heart's delight, you know, and we were drumming, and it's just extremely powerful. What you can rid yourself of. I think we have a lot of energetic, our body stores this stuff. I'm not sure why, I can't figure out, that was probably a flaw in the design. But we do store energy in our tissues and our bones and in our mass. And if you don't shake it up and get rid of it, it can stay there forever, and it affects you every day. So I feel like the last, I've been working on this now for on and off for 10 years in a variety of fashions, and probably my whole life otherwise, but I'm a little more focused in the last 10 years or so, personal exploration, different teachers and my shaman. And I just feel like I've come to a place where it's like, wow, I need to start sharing this stuff, because it really has worked for me. You know, so that's what I'm going to share.
Oh, great. And so how many bowls did you bring to play for us today here?
Yes, today I brought four. I brought the C, A, G, and D, just mostly because they were the ones in the bag. But when I play live, I usually do a full set of the seven tones that are associated with the chakras. So it starts at C and moves up to B at the top. And there's lots and lots of information on the internet you can look up about the tones that are associated with chakras. And there's a lot of differing opinions and things like that, but I've found that this set of the pure C scale Western style tones, very effective for me. So I like them.
Yeah, probably especially for the Western mind, you know, if you've been conditioned with those sounds in particular.
If you do some Eastern chanting, and in particular the Indian style, they have such rich tonal landscape to work from that we just don't understand, because we don't work in semitones like they do. So they work in semitones, so they have 10 times the palette that we have, and their ear is used to that. And so it's different. If your ear isn't accustomed to that, then it doesn't, you'll probably open to it over time if you choose to work in that way. But at first it doesn't seem effective to me, just because I think I wasn't used to it enough. and these tones feel comforting. You know, and I'm excited to now branch out and try some different things as I go along the path. But I think as a starting point, it's good to stay within your own cultural norm, so to speak, so that you can feel that comfortable working as well as pushing your edge. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not all edgy. You know, can't get, Western people don't like to get too weird.
Not yet.
We're working on it.
Secretly.
Yeah, exactly.
Where could people learn more about your work?
BonteLane.com. It's BonteLane.com. And on that webpage, you find a link to Crystal Bowl singing events and things. But also, I have a duo and I have a couple bands and I'm in the music scene in the Valley. And so all that I'm interested in up to is on the webpage. And there's a blog there and there's an email sign up. So if you want to get notifications, I'm happy to put you on the list.
Great. Thanks for coming in and thank you for playing the bowls.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's hear one more song.
Okay.
It is 4:43. You are tuned to Katie and Kay. My name is Raleigh Burley, and this is Express Yourself. Time now for the happenings in the Roaring Fork Valley. Right now you are listening to Scott Tixier Quintet. They are performing at the Aspen Art Museum tonight at 7. ZZ Ward performs at the Belly Up at 9. And in Basalt, the library hosts an artist reception for Lynn Sweet, who describes her psychedelic art as extraterrestrial. That's from 5 to 6. Meanwhile, the Art Base in Basalt hosts an opening for landscape artist David Noor. Cat Toys for the People, a band that includes musicians from several local bands, performs at Stubby's Sports Bar and Eatery at 123 Emma Road in Basalt at 9. Their music features originals and creative covers. Their sound can be likened to 80s synth meets folk meets bluegrass and blues. Indie original folk grass. That's Cat Toys for the People. Closely related to Raccoon Fight, the band that played the music for the Letter to Congress, A Wild Sanity dance film by Deb Colley, who also sings in the band. Now going on in Glenwood Springs, Feeding Giants performs at the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park at 5 o'clock. And the Glenwood Springs Brew Garden celebrates Friday the 13th with a killer luau from 5 to midnight. This features a smoked pig and music with DJ Running Man. Plus the first Glenapalooza with the completed walking portion beneath the Grand Avenue Bridge kicks off at 7 o'clock. With a performance by the Missing Link Band. And happening in Carbondale, Guilty Pleasure performs at Marble Distilling at 7. The Resonant Rogues play at Steve's Guitars at 8:30. And Dave Aber plays at the Black Nugget at 9. If you're in the mood for some theater, Soul Theater Company presents West Side Story at the 3rd Street Center at 7. and Thunder River Theater Company presents Consensual Improv at 8. Tomorrow, Batch at the Roaring Fork Beer Company hosts the 3rd annual Fear and Loathing in Carbondale, a Hunter S. Thompson birthday revelry that starts at 2, and a portion of the sales will benefit Wildland Firefighters Foundation. That's a nonprofit organization that provides assistance to fallen firefighters' families and to firefighters injured in the line of duty. Once again, the 3rd annual Fear and Loathing in Carbondale, Hunter S. Thompson birthday revelry, starting at 2 o'clock at Batch. And of course, Niceness performs at the Temporary tonight at 9 o'clock. This event is presented by KDNK, and you heard them earlier here on Express Yourself. Now I'd like to play a little bit of music from the Resident Rogues. This is the band that will be performing at Steve's Guitars starting at 8:30 later tonight. Once again, those were two tracks from the Resident Rogues. They're playing at Steve's Guitars tonight at 8:30. The songs were called Foggy Day and then Muddy Water. Band features a fiddle and an accordion. Fantastic. So there's a housing event put on by Carbondale Arts and Art Space. This will be at the Marble Distillery on Tuesday, July 17th. At the Marble Distilling from 5 to 7 p.m. It is an opportunity for people to come in person and use iPads and computers to fill out the art space survey determining whether or not Carbondale should build some spaces for artists to occupy and continue this crazy expression to its next iteration. So that's once again on Tuesday, July 17th from 5 to 7 at the Marble Distilling. I believe that there are happy hour prices as well as a presentation and music by Natalie Spears and friends. Plus, there's an opportunity to win two tickets to the Green is the New Black Fashion Extravaganza in March 2019. It's just around the corner. My name is Raleigh Burley. And that does it for another Express Yourself. Thank you for tuning in. I wish everyone a bright and expressive weekend. Don't forget that the world positively craves your expression. Stay tuned for the local news with Megan Tackett.